Yo, what's up? It's 3:42. So I was out late last night, and then I got high, and then tried to watch Nerve at like 4 a.m. I don't know. Me and Jacqueline were watching Nerve, and that I slept till like 1:30. Woke up and Jacqueline's like, I gotta go meet Jamie Lee at the movie theater. Because they're going to see Girls Trip. The thing with, I don't know who's in Girls. I know Tiffany Haddish. That's the only name I can pull out of. Let's see, hold on, let me look. Who's in Girls Trip? Girls Trip. She was going to see Girls Trip. Who the hell's in this movie? Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, Regina Hall, Tiffany Haddish. Right, girl. It's a lady movie. So they're going to see that. So I'll go to the theater with you. So do that. I come. I don't know. I'm wandering around. I end up home, and I forgot this podcast exists for like for an hour. Because I was like, oh, I should record, you know, right when I wake up, but I'm going to go walk with Jacqueline over to the movie theater and get some air, enjoy this beautiful Sunday that we have. So I forgot this podcast exists till just now. And then I was like, oh, that's right, I got to fucking record. So here we are. That's not a, it's not a compelling story, but it's what happened. Sometimes, I don't know how to make that a good story, but I also wanted to tell you why I'm recording this at 3:40 and not, let's say, 11 a.m., which is when I maybe should have woken up. But it's a Sunday. I was up late. To me is, even though the bars close at 4, and I feel like this, I'm doing something wrong if I don't stay till they close. I stayed out till like 2, which is where bars close in Delaware. No, they close at 1 in Delaware, way too early. They close at 2 in Pennsylvania. But here's the thing, when they even though they close at 4, you want them open to 4 because not everybody, most people don't stay till 4. Most people stay till about 2. But when they close at 2, it's desperation, it's craziness. I think they act like, oh, closing the bars early is better because people drink less. I think it's worse, people drink more. Because then it's like, oh shit, it's last call at 1, I better fucking get wrecked. And I got every dude is just like fucking going crazy, you know, like trying to get drunk in time and figure out what you're going to do after that. And if you're looking for someone to have sex with, that becomes, oh my god, the clock is ticking. Because you can go hang out with your friends after 1, but you're not going to meet a sexual partner most likely. If you go into a diner or something like that, or going over a friend's house. So if whoever is looking to have sex is like going crazy, and that's not good. And so, but if you have till 4, you're like, I got time, baby. I got time. I can drink all night. I don't have to leave. And if you're desperate for a sexual partner, you hang out for that last call. Because then, at 4 o'clock, whoever's left over, you know, they're down. And maybe not. But you feel like you did it all. You feel like you did the night. That's why every place last call should be. 4 a.m., if not later, if not all night, 5 a.m. You know, whenever the bar's got to close at some point because they want to go home. But they don't even go home. You stay at bars in New York at 4 o'clock, they just lock the fucking door. They let you smoke inside, and they keep going. Because that's when the people that work there are getting fucking wrecked and looking for some hot action. So you can, and they'll do that for like another hour and a half. Not every bar does that, but there's cool ones that do. And to be honest with you, it's been a few years since I've done that, since I've stayed like past the time. But I gotta imagine they still do that. Oh, I'm trying to think of the last time I did that. Man, it's been a while. I gotta stay out more. I gotta hang out. Whatever. So let's just take a quick look at the news and move on with the day. This is episode 175. You know, you can't make a big deal every time you hit the fives or whatever, but 175, that's pretty good. Because I do this every 5 days. It's like, hey, here's a, you know, some kind of landmark episode number. Just not that big of a deal. But 175, that sounds like kind of a landmark number to me. I've done this 175 days in a row. I've not missed a day. I just missed mornings, like today. But not missed a day. Probably should have missed some days. But let's check out the news. Philippines mayor accused by Duarte. I think that he's like the guy in charge of the Philippines. That's a fucking nut called Obama, a son of a whore. I don't agree with that type of language. So Philippines, a mayor in the Philippines, I don't know of where, accused by Duarte of drugs trade links, shot dead. Okay, so this mayor that... Okay, so maybe Duarte had him shot. That's a guess. Allegedly, I don't want to be sued by the president of the Philippines. Let's see. Starbucks to close down all Tivana locations, impacting 3,300 jobs. Starbucks of tea, it just doesn't, I don't know, I don't drink tea. I tried, but it's okay, but I'm not gonna, I don't need to like, I need to run in for a tea at the Tivan. I've never been to one. I've seen them, there's some like big ones, and there's like nobody in them, so, sorry if you work at a Tivana, but it was a bad idea. I don't think that there's a, is there a place that's, equivalent that's, like, bigger? I don't know. Doesn't matter. R.I.P. Tivana. Baltimore prosecutor tosses 34 cases after office scene planting evidence. Man. I feel like every day I just see, like, a bad story about police. It's very, I don't know what to say about it. I don't want to appear anti-cop, but there looks like there's some, I don't know. Let's forget I said anything about the police. I support them, and I also support Black Lives Matter. Same time. I don't say any other lives matter. You know, there's like these other lives matters that came on. Because they came after. You can't just be like, after Black Lives Matter, you're like, hey, how about this lives matter? And that, like, hey, come up with your own fucking slogan, dog. Oh, no, this lives matter. Come up with a new slogan. You can't just jump on someone else's slogan. That I will not abide. And I'm not even going to try to make up a... You just be more original. That's my battle cry. But that's planting evidence. That's what I'm always so scared of, evidence being planted on me. I don't want to imagine. Imagine if you were just like wrongfully imprisoned on planted evidence because of a dirty cop and no one believes you. It's a nightmare. Then you're in the system and you become a hardened criminal. You got to join a gang. If you're, you know, and you know what, you got to join a gang. From what I see on these lockup programs, you got to join like a racist gang. It all goes along racial lines. So if you're a white person, like myself, I got to join these white power like Nazis, and you got to get some sort of, you get a swastika tattoo. Then you come out and you got the swastika tattoo. You be like, trying to survive in prison. It's a mess. So I'm very much against planting evidence. I don't know who's pro except the guys planting evidence. If someone's pro planting evidence, I would take a good look at them right there. All right, that's enough for today. We're good. I gotta go run. I'm gonna go take a nice run in the park. I'm gonna do 3.5 miles. That's my goal. And I don't know, I'll see you tomorrow. No big deal. You know? It's every fucking day, so it's like, where? Didn't you big goodbye? We love you.